Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin Gimel. We're holding at the Mishnah on the top of daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Today we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to discuss bittul of Yayin Nesach. How much of a ratio do you need of kosher wine or kosher other product keneged Yayin Nesach in order to be mevatel Yayin Nesach? We're going to have a machlokas between two different Amoraim, both arguing in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, whether we say kama batel by when Yayin Nesach falls into a heter. Do we say each drop of Yayin Nesach that falls into a davar heter is automatically batel, so even if it keeps having drop after drop after drop, they all become batel? Or do we not apply the principle of kama batel when it comes to Yayin Nesach? The Gemara is then also going to have another machlokas amarayim, where both amarayim speak in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, whether water can be mevatel the in a tarovis, or does it need to be shishim of the entire tarovis? Meaning, let's say you have yayin nesach that's mixed with other yayin, and then you have water that's enough to be mevatel the yayin nesach shabo, but it's not enough to be mevatel the entire tarovis. So how does that work? Will the water be able to be mevatel? The Gemara then tries to connect the halachos of tarovis by yayin nesach to a mishnah about sa'or shel chulin and sa'or shel truma that combine and make a dough become chametz, whether we view that as an isser of truma or not. The Gemara is going to discuss whether Rabbi Yochanan holds of the principle of roenes mino kamisha eno visha'eno mino rabba alav mevatlo, meaning normally a tarovis of min bisha'eno mino is batal b'shishim, but min bimino is asr b'mashahu. So what happens if you have min bimino visha'eno mino? Do you ignore the mino and say, let's just look at the isser with the eno mino and see if you have enough to be mevatalit? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold about that principle? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the din of min bimino b'mashahu, that when two like kinds mix, that it's usher, even b'mashahu, that no amount is going to be enough to be mevatelit, is that only something that's limited to yayin nesach and tevel, or is that true of kali surim shavatora, that min bimino is b'mashahu? And the Gemara is going to discuss why yayin nesach I get, but why would tevel be on that very exclusive list if there are only two isurim in the Torah where you say min bimino mashu? Why would it be yayin nesach and tevel specifically? Okay, so let's begin the Mishnah and daf ayin gimel amar aleph. Says the Mishnah, yayin nesach asur va'osur b'kol shuhu. Yayin nesach is asur ba'na'ah, and it asurs anything it gets mixed in with b'kol shuhu. If it even just a tiny drop of yayin nesach gets mixed in with a whole lot of heter, and therefore the Mishnah tells us yayin, if you have yayin b'yayin, if you have wine mixed in with other wine, umayim b'mayim, or mayim gets mixed in with other mayim. Now the mayim that would be problematic would be mayim that's nisnasech la'avodah zarah. So that we would say is min b'mino, and therefore all of that is b'kol shehu. That's enough, even just a little bit of yayin nesech asers a tremendous amount of yayin heter. A little bit of mayim that's nisnasech la'avodah zarah would aser a tremendous amount of mayim shel heter, because the yayin nesach, the mayim nesach, are not misbatel when they're mixed in min bimino. But yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin. But if you have yayin mixed in with mayim, or mayim mixed in with yayin, so you have something that's a min b'she'eno mino, then b'no same time, then the shear is going to be shishim. The shear is going to be no same time. Zaklal, and the rule is very simple: min b'mino b'mashahu, shalom b'mino b'no same time. Two like kinds get mixed, that's asur b'mashahu. Two unlike kinds get mixed, then you have the principle of nosin tam. So that's the Gemara is going to discuss what Zeh HaKlal is adding. It must be adding something beyond the din we just mentioned in the Mishnah. So it must be referring to some halacha beyond the halachas of Yayin Esech. There must be somewhere else where we also say min b'mino is b'mashahu. Not only by Yayin Esech that we say min b'mino b'mashahu. Tosas over here, Yayin b'yayin, umayin b'mayin b'mashahu, that when you have min b'mino, we ask her b'mashahu, says Tosas, Pirush Rabbi Natan Dafke Yai Nesach Mamish Shenisnach Seich Lavul Zchav Mudav Mashu Avul Stam Yen B'Shishin, that this din of Mashu is only when it's Mamish Yai Nesach. But if it's Stam Yenam, then it would be B'Shishim even when it's Min B'Mino, it would become Batal B'Shishim. V'chein Mago Avul Zchav M'may Mayri B'mayim Shiyadua Shenisnach Seich Lavul Zchav M'di B'Stam Mayim Leka Isser. The Kavis, and he says clearly that's got to be the situation with Mayim over here, because there's no Isser called Stam Mayim. There is only an Isser when it's Mayim that's Nisnasech Mamish. And if you see Viter and tells us toward the end, Vodo Marida, Filu Mnafshach Lomar, the Stam Yenam Bemashu, even if you hold Stam Yenam Bemashu, Afilu Achi have a Stam Yenam Bezmanazeh Beshishim. But Bezmanazeh would be different, because Vedafka Bimei Atanoim Vamarayim Shayu Bekiim, Hov de Chavim Betiva Volts Chavim, does Sheikh Anisuch, Hichmiru Bestam Yenam Loser, Kamo Yai Nesach Mamish. Hilkachin Bittel Kshari Surim Domi Batal Beshishim Kamo Shari Surim. He says, hey, yeah, even if you want to say that Stam Yenam is Asr B'Mashu, that would only be Bizman HaGemara when there was a reasonable possibility that it was actually Nisnaseich Lavo Dezara. But nowadays, the Goyim themselves are not Bekiyim in being Menaseich Lavo Dezara, so it's unreasonable to assume that Stam Yenam would be Asr B'Mashu. Stam Yenam instead would be B'Shishim as well, Bizman HaZeh. Rov Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, many Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam and hold that Stam Yenam is Asr B'Mashu as well. And the Ramban brings a raya, because Rav and Shmuel are going to say that Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah are also B'Minam B'Mashu. So why does Mishnah Dafka pick an example of Yai Nesach and not Shari Surim? So it must be telling us that even Stam Yenam, which are only Asr Midrabanan, are Asr B'Kol Shu. So that's why it gives, if you hold Min B'Mino, it's always Asr B'Mashu. So why would it give the only reason to give the example of Yai Nesach is to let it be known that even Stam Yenam, which is only Asr Midrabanan, the Rabbanan, it's not even Nisr Minatara Asr B'Kol Shu. That's one of the Ramban's rayas against the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But this is a major machlokas we've shown him, whether Stam Yenam also Asr B'Kol Shu, Min B'Mino. Well, Min B'Mino Asr B'Kol Shu, or it Asr B'Shishim, or B'No Saint Tam. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Ki Asr Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he said in the name of Rav Yochanan. It's important, all the different statements we're going to have in Amud Aleph, today's daf, four different statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The first two contradict each other, and the second two contradict each other. But it's all in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hama'ara Yayin Nesach Michavis L'bar, a person pours Yayin Nesach from a barrel into a bar that's full of mutter wine, Afilu Kol Hayom Kulo, Rishon Rishon Batel. He could be pouring all day long, he's pouring Asr wine into this giant bar of Mutter wine, it's all going to be batel, no matter how much Asr wine he pours in, because little by little, it all becomes batel. What you see is two dinim that emerge from this quote of Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, that there's no din of Min B'Mino B'Mashu, who even by Yayin Esach, if it was B'Mashu, even if you were to view it as if one drop were falling in at a time, but one drop is enough to be Mevatel the entire thing, if Min B'Mino is B'Mashu. So you see that we don't hold of this din of Min B'Mino B'Mashu, at least not when Isser is falling into Heter. Maybe there's such a din of Min B'Mino B'Mashu by Yayin Nesach when Heter falls into Isser. But when the Yayin Nesach is falling into the Yayin Mutter, the Yayin Shel Heter, we do not apply the principle of Min B'Mino B'Mashu. The second thing we learn is that Yayin Nesach that falls into Heter, not only is it misbatel, but even if so much of it falls in, it's chozer mitzareif. We do not assume that it's chozer mitzareif to the shira oser. That we assume that it becomes batel and now becomes the yayin shel heter. So even a significant amount, as soon as it becomes batel, that's it. It takes on characteristics of yayin shel heter, and we're not going to combine it with the further isurim that come in. So those are the two dinim, the lechora, that emerge emerge from Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. That number one, we distinguish between Yayin Shel Isser, Yayin Shel Heter falling into Yayin Shel Isser, which will Aser B'mashu, versus Yayin Shel Isser falling into Heter, which will not Aser B'mashu. And number two, that we say Kama Kama Batal to the point that even if more wine Shel Isser keeps coming in, we ignore what had fallen in already, and we assume that that has already become Yayin Shel Heter. So the Gemara just says, but wait a second, Tanan, Yayin Esachasur Va'osar B'kol Shu, My Love the Kanafel Isur the Goetera. But didn't our Mishnah say that Yayin Esach Asur's even B'kol Shu? Doesn't that mean even when Isur falls into Heter, it Asur's B'kol Shu? Says, well, lo, the Kanafel Heter the Goetera. Who said that our Mishnah is talking about where Isur falls into Heter? Our Mishnah is talking about where Heter falls into Isur. Then it Asur's B'kol Shu. But if Isser falls into Heter, then we say Kama Kama Batel. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya from our Mishnah that Rav Dimi is incorrect. Yayin b'mayim, the Mishnah said that if wine mixes in with water, which is the tarovis of min b'sheinom, you know, but the shir is b'no seintam, that you need shishim, it's going to aser b'no seintam. My love, the kanafil chamra di isura lemaya de teira, isn't the case of the Mishnah where forbidden wine falls into kosher water, and nevertheless we say that b'no seintam it's going to make it aser, and we don't say Rishon, Rishon, Batel. Oh, a little bit of wine fell into the water, that's Batel. The next little bit is Batel. And you can have the tam of Yayin in the water, and it's all going to be Batel. So we don't say that. We say that it's as soon as it's nosing tam, it's going to be problematic. Says Gemara, lo, our Mishnah is not talking about where Yayin Nesach fell into Mayim of Heter. The Kanafil Chamer De Teira L'mayadi Surah. No, our Mishnah was talking about where kosher wine fell into Mayim that was Aser. Mayim that was Nesnasech. When it says Yayin B'mayim B'nosin Tam, it means that Yayin Shel Heter falls into Mayim Shel Iser. It's going to Aser everything B'nosin Tam. Unless so much of it falls in that it's not Nosin Tam all at one time. Then the Gemara says, okay, with the Resha B'mayadi Isura, okay, so if you want to tell me that the case of Yayin B'mayim is B'nosin Tam, is talking about Mayim that's Aser and Yayin that's Mutter, well then Seifanami B'mayadi Isura. Well then the very next line of the Mishnah should also be talking about Mayim that's Aser and Yayin that's Mutter, and look what it says. V'katani Seifa, Mayim B'yayin B'nosin Tam. That if Mayim, which we have just labeled as the Davara Aser, the Davar Aser falls into the Davar Mutter, it's also Benosein Tam. We're not going to say that it's Kama Kama Batel and that the whole thing is totally kosher. So you see, against Rav Dimi, so Amalach Rav Dimi would respond, Kula Masnisin Heter Lagoi Surah. Every case in the Mishnah is talking about where Heter falls into Isser. That's where you have min b'mino b'mashu, that's where you have min b'sheinu mino b'nosin tam, but eino chinami, if it were Isser falling into Heter, we would say kama kama batal. And Reisha, when the Mishnah said yayin b'mayim is b'nosin tam, is the kanafil chamra d'etero l'maya d'yisura. That was kosher wine into non-kosher water. And Seifa, when the Mishnah said mayim b'yayin is b'nosin tam, that was the opposite. The kanafel maya deatera lechamre di yisura. Then we switched assumptions and we assumed that the water was the kosher product and the wine was the non-kosher product, and that's why it was elaser b'nosin tam. But otherwise, we would have said kama kama batal. So the Gemara, that was all justifying what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. They have Isser falling into Heter, kama kama batal. No matter how much Isser falls in, it's all going to be mutter. Ki asr Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar Rav Yochanan, but Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says in the name of Rav Yochanan a little differently, that a ma'ara yayin nesach meitzir trukatan labar. If you pour yayin nesach, right, non-kosher wine, from a small jug into a bar, a large bar full of kosher wine, then afilu kaliyam kula rishon rishon batal. Then you, Rav Dimi, are right. If you put in, you could pour in all day long as you're pouring from a tiny kli, little by little at a time, rishon rishon batal, it's all going to be mutter. But the dafka tzir tzir katan. But that's only if you're pouring from a tiny kli. to lo nafesh amude, where there is no significant flow at one time. Aval chavis to nafesh amude, but if you have a barrel that has a significant flow at one time of iser that you're pouring into the heter, lo, then we do not say rishon rishon batel. We do not say kama kama batel. Since it was such a large flow, it does not become batel, and the wine will asru the tairoves b'mashu, like the Mishnah said, against what Rav Dimi reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So essentially what we have over here is that yes, Rabbi Yochanan definitely did say something about kama kama batel, but the question is that in every circumstance that Isra falls into heter, or only in a limited circumstance where Isra falls into heter in such a way that it's a tiny amount of it's from a tiny kli of Isra that's falling into the heter. In the Sefer Kovetz al Rambam, he asks the question, why is it that the Nes Chanukah was at all necessary? That Shemen that would have lasted for one day lived for 8 days. After all, there was a simple solution. They could have taken the Shemen HaTahar, they could have taken plenty of Shemen Tameh and started pouring it into the Shemen HaTahar, and kama kama batel. You pour the non-kosher into the kosher, and it's batel as it goes. And then they would have had plenty of Shemen. So he's Matari, it's based on the Ran on the Rif in our sugya. The Ran on the Rif asks over here on Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that Tzir Tzur Katan, we're going to say kama kama batel. When you pour from a tiny kli, it's kama kama batel. But a larger kli, we're not going to say kama kama batel. So the Ran says, yeah, how big is a big kli? How little is a little clear. I mean, the satan tverachel is urine. What does that mean? Why should it matter? You know, you're going to pour all day long out of a tiny kli, and that's going to be different than pouring out of a large kli. What's called a katan? What's called a gadol? He says it's not the midas chachamim losses tverei in the shiurin. This is not Chazal style to make everything so subjective. So the Ran explains that because the common practice was to pour wine into a bar with a large barrel, we assume that since the wine in the barrel is ultimately going to go into the bar, we do not apply the principle of Rishon Rishon Batel, because anything that's ultimately going to be mixed together, we view it as if the Tairoves has already happened, that the entire barrel has already been mixed in, because that's what you do. You normally pour a barrel into a bar. But when you're pouring out from a Kli Katan into a bar, that is highly unusual. That is not the normal way of doing things. So we don't view everything else that's going to come into this bar as if it's already in the bar. When it's something that's so unusual, we just view what's already been poured in we just view it as it's being poured little by little. We don't view the whole thing. So it's not really about the size of the kli. It's about what's normal and whether this is a common mixture to have or not a common mixture to have. So that's what emerges from the Ran. So if that's the case, when they had to be marbe shemen tameh more than shemen tahar, if the plan initially would have been to do that, then we'd view it as if we were all mixing at one time. You're not going to say kama kama batel l'shita saran, and that's why the nes of Chanukah was necessary. They couldn't just do a kama kama batel, because you can't plan on a kama kama batel. It has to be just little by little as it goes in an unusual way. Now the Tashbetz Katan Siman Shin Yud Gimel says that if you're mosif more iser than the heter, then we also don't say rishon rishon batel. Meaning there's a limit to rishon rishon batel as well. Once the entire mixture contains a rove of iser, then it's going to be the iser is the rove. Then we assume that it's not going to be batel. This is Nogea Halacha LeMaisu Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Beis. When he talks about Koshal Bracha, right? We're in the season where Koshal Bracha becomes it's always very relevant, but quadruply, I guess, relevant on the night of the Seder. So there are halachas of Koshal Bracha, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. By Koshal Bracha cannot be pogum. So if a person tastes from the kos, even though there's a revius left in the kos, you can't just use the rest of the kos for the next, for the next Koshal Bracha, because it has become pogum from a person who's tasted from it. But if he returns the wine from the kos pagum back into the bottle, then that wine is going to be kosher, the koshal bracha, because of this principle. Kama kama batel, rishon rishon batel. That's the that every little bit of yayin pagum that goes into the bottle is going to be batel. Magna Farm writes that's only if the yayin shebekankan is more than the yayin shebekos. But if there's more yayin pagum that you're pouring back into the bottle than there is wine in the bottle, so then we have what the Tashbitz Katan says, that if it's rov of iser, then we're not going to say kama kama batel. That's how the Magna Farm says mishmur pasul zala. Like this Magen Avraham, and Mishmur writes that he doesn't even bother quoting in Shaar HaTzion. He says, and I don't even bother quoting in the Mishmur Berurah what the Taz and the Bach write, that you need to be Shofech Ma'at, and only then you say Rishon Rishon Batal, because the Eli Rab is totally Mekel, even if there's more wine in the cup than there is in the Pagum cup than there is in the Kankan. So he says, it's enough to be Machmir that we require, like the Magen Avraham, that we require more wine in the bottle than there is in the coast pogum. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes. There's, if you drink, you have a little Avdala wine, you don't want to drink too much Avdala wine because you're going to need to drive that night or something. So strictly speaking, if you pour that Avdala wine back into the bottle, that is not pogim the bottle. You'll be able to use that wine in the bottle for future koshal bracha. However, the Magen Avraham writes and the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's only b'tiyevet if you did it. But l'chadchila, you're not supposed to take kos beguma, pour it back into the kankan. So what do? You're stuck, so that you got to just pour all that wine down the drain? No, there's a simple way to be misakein a kos pogum. How are you misakein a kos pogum? You pour more wine from the bottle into the kos, and that's misakein a kos pogum. Now none of it's pogum, now you can pour it back into the barrel. But wait a second, I thought even v'atlanis l'chadchila, that you're not supposed to do this. So that's what the Achronim point out. This isn't called bitulis l'chadchila. This is taking away the Yisr entirely. Meaning it's being misake in the Yisr, it's being misake in the coast pogum. It's not being mevatel the pigima of the coast. So that's a discussion in the poskim about coast pogum as it relates to kama kama batel. Okay, says the Gemara further now, more quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. Kiyasa Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. Yai nesach shenafal labar. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if yai nesach falls into a bar that's full of yai and heter, so all the wine now becomes asr, like the Mishnah says, yai nesach is asr b'mashu if it's min b'mino. And then v'nafal sham kiton shel mayim, and then water falls into the bar, and there's shishim in the mayim keneged the yayin nesach, but not shishim in the mayim keneged all that yayin that's in the bar now. We could ignore the kosher wine that was initially in the bar and look at the ratio of water keneged the non-kosher wine that had fallen in. If there's shishim of water keneged the non-kosher wine that had fallen in, we're good. It's batel. We do not require shishim keneged the entire taroves of wine. Now clearly, Ravin does not agree with Rav Dimi, because he said that had it not been for the Kiton Shalmayim, all the yayin in the bar would have been usher. He's only willing to be matzer because the mayim is being mevatel the non-kosher yayin that fell into the bar. According to what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the whole thing was kosher to begin with. Kama, kama, batel. When the initial non-kosher wine fell into the bar, it all became batel right away. Kiyasa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that when Ravin says that yayin nesach falls into a bar and then water falls in, that the water could be mevatel lo shoran lo shenafal kiton shel mayim tchila. The water can only be mevatel if the water fell in first. But if the yayin nesach fell in first and then the water fell, matzah minas mino v'neir. When the yayin nesach combines with the yayin shel heter, it asers it all together, and it all becomes yayin shel iser. So water is not that subsequently falls in is going to need to be shishim keneged the entire taroves against what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So here again you have Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, but against what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ikad Masna, some said Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda's chiddush as follows: Amas Nisin, that it was said in connection to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had said yayin b'yayin, that if you have yayin nesach that mixes with yayin heter, b'kol shuhu, that it asks even b'kol shuhu, Amr of Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amr of Yochanan, and that's where Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amr of Yochanan pipes up. Lo Shanuel Shalom Nafal Sham Kiton Shalmayim. That's only if water shall heter did not also fall there. Avol Nafal Sham Kiton Shalmayim. But if water also got mixed in, Rowan is heter Kilu Eino, then you could view the kosher wine as if it never existed. Vashar Mayim Rabban Levin Mavatan also, and the water could be Mavatel the non kosher wine and Bishishim, as long as it's Shishim Keneged the non kosher wine. And we don't say that the water needs to be Shishim Keneged the entire Tarovis. It only needs to be Shishim Keneged the non kosher wine. So says Gemara, yeah, that sounds very much like the first version of what Rosh Shmuel Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What changed? Ma'ika Bainlin Masana Masnisin, Bainlin Masana the Ravin. What's the difference between Rosh Shmuel Bar Yehuda saying this on the Mishnah versus what he said when he said it on Ravin? So Gemara says, Man de Masna Masnisin, if you say Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda in connection to our Mishnah, lo ba'i tchila, you don't need the Kiton Shlamayim to fall in first to the Yayin of Heter. Even if the Yayin Nesach fell in first and asers the Yayin of Heter, and only then the water falls in, we would still view the Yayin of Heter as if it didn't exist, and the Mayim would be Mevatel, the Yayin Nesach. And therefore, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda agrees with Ravin. But Uman de Masna de Ravin, but Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is commenting on Ravin, so then by Tchila, then you need the Kiton Shamayim to have first fallen into the Yayin of Heter before the Yayin Nesach ever came in. Because once that Yayin Nesach falls into the Yayin Shal Heter, the whole thing becomes Yayin Nesach. The whole thing becomes Iser. And the Mayim will no longer have the capacity to be Mevatelet. Now the Gemara brings another machlokas about Yayin Nesach that gets mixed in min b'she'eino mino. Itmar, Yayin Nesach sh'nafal l'bar v'nafal shom kiton shalmayim. Yayin Nesach that falls into a bar full of kosher wine, and then kosher water falls into that same bar, so the Mayim and the Yayin Shal Heter and the Yayin Nesach are all mixed together, and the ratios over here are that the Yayin Nesach is a very small amount, the Yayin Heter is a very large amount. So the water that falls in would be enough to be Mevatel just the Yayin Nesach, if the Yayin Nesach were standing alone. But it wouldn't be nearly enough to be Mevatel the combination of all the Yayin together, because there was a massive amount of kosher wine to begin with. So Amar Chizkiah says we have to be mechalik between what fell in first. Higdilu beiser aser, that if the tyrovis got bigger with yayin of iser, meaning initially what was in the bar, kosher wine, and then kosher water fell into the bar, and then yayin nesach came into the bar, everything's going to be aser, because the yayin nesach immediately attaches itself to the yayin of heter, and there's not enough water to counteract the yayin nesach in combination with the yayin of heter. But igdilu beheter, if the tarovis got larger when yayin of heter fell into the bar, meaning initially the bar had yayin nesach mixed with mayim, and the mayim was 60 times the yayin nesach, so there was no time, and then yayin heter fell in, then it's all mutter, because what happened was it was already bottled by the time the yayin heter fell in. So the yayin, what essentially you have is a tarovis of mutter with mutter, because when the yayin nesach was mixed with the water, the yayin nesach had already become batel, and now yayin of heter is going to fall in, so that's a davar mutter falling into a davar mutter. So of course that's all going to be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu igdilu be iser mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan says even if the yayin nesach is what fell in last, the whole tarov is still going to be mutter. The water that fell in first is able to be mevatel the yayin nesach. When the yayin nesach falls into that taroves, we do not immediately team up the yayin nesach with the yayin of heter. We team up the yayin nesach with the mayim, and yayin nesach with mayim, the mayim is going to be able to mevatel the yayin nesach. So that's like aligned with what Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, according to the first Lashon, said in Rabbi Yochanan's name as well. Now the Gemara brings Rabbi Yirmiyah, who tries to explain this machlokas Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan a little bit differently. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera, lema Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan, the Pluktas, Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon come Miflagi. It seems that Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the same machlokas that Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon argue in a Mishnah in the second parak of Mesachas Peah, Mesachas Arla rather. The Tanan, because the Mishnah says in the second parak of Mesachas Arla, Sa'or Shal Chulin Vishal Truma, you have yeast of Chulin and yeast of Truma, Shanaflu Tochi Isa, that fall into a dough, Lo Bezekade Lechametz, Velo Bezekade Lechametz. Neither yeast alone would have been able to be machmitz that dough. V'nitztarfu v'chimtzu. But together, the truma, the chulin, yeast, together are able to be machmitz the dough. Reb Lazar Omer, achar achron aniba. We need to know, does this entire dough have the status of truma, and it's only mutter for a kohen, and you can't be metame it? Or does the entire dough have the status of chulin? So Reb Lazar says, what came in last? If the Sa'ar Shal Chulin was last, the whole thing is mutter for even Zarim, for non-Kohanim. But if the Truma, the Sa'ar Shal Truma came in last, the whole thing has the status of Truma, and it's got to be eaten by Kohanim. The Chamomim, Bein Shnafalis B'Tchila, Bein Basof, it doesn't matter which came in first, last. Eino Aser Achi Hebo Kidei LaHachmetz. It's only going to Aser if the Truma itself had enough to be Machmetz on its own without the combination of the Chulin. If you don't have that, then the dough is going to be totally mutter. So Rabbi Yirmiyah thinks that the machlokas Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is the same machlokas as Rabbi Lazar and the Chum. How so? Chizkiah says that everything depends on what came in last, whether the Yayin Nesach or the Yayin Heter came in last. That's like Rabbi Lazar, who makes the issue of the dough also about which yeast came in last. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't care what came in first, what came in last. It's always going to be batel. Holds like the Chum that even Sarsha Truma is not going to answer whether it came in first, last, or otherwise. It's only going to ask her if it's on its own it could have been machmitz the entire dough. So Rabbi Zeir says, V'tizbra, you really think these two machlokas are really the same? V'amra Abaye, lo shanu ela shekada mesile kase iser. But didn't Abaye say that when Rabbi Lazar says you follow the acharon, and if the chulin fell in last, the whole thing is going to be mutter? That's only if you took away the iser first. Before the dough became chametz, you removed the truma. So the sa'ar of truma is actually not completing the chimutz of that dough. Avalokat the mesilikas sister. But if you actually left the truma in there, and the truma, the yeast of truma, is helping the dough to become chametz, Aser, then the whole dough is going to be Aser to Zara anyway. So if you're going to say that the Yayin Nesach and Yayin Heter and Mayim that all get mixed in, is that issue is completely taloi on this Mishnah about the Isa, Chizkiah da Amar Kaman. Chizkiah says, Higdilu be Iser Aser, Higdilu be Heter Mutter, is going like nobody. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, even if Higdilu be Heter, we would Aser. Because the Yayin Nesach remains, and we never remove the Yayin Nesach. The way we're, according to the Chamin, even if Igdilu be Iser, we'd be matter it, because just like the Isa that we would matter even if the Truma fell in last. So there has to be that there's no connection between this Machlokas in the Mishnah and this Machlokas Amuraim that we have over here. So the Gemara instead says that the explanation of the Machlokas is about something else. Elahacha b'roin kamiflugi. You know what they're really arguing about? They're arguing about, you know, we know what the rules are when you have min b'mino. We know what the rules are when you have min b'she'eno mino. They're arguing about what happens when you have min b'mino v'she'eno mino. Do you view it as min b'she'eno mino because that works in our favor? Min b'mino is us mashu, so ignore the min of heter and just look at min b'she'eno mino and create a situation of bittel, or do you have to look at the entire thing? They discuss whether we say roin, which means that you view the eno mino as the mino as if it's not here, and the eno mino can now be mevatel the iser. So beroin kamifki lechizkiah lasley roin. Chizkiah does not hold of roin, and therefore it's going to be a tarovus of min b'mino, and it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yochanan holds of roin, and you could ignore the mino shel heter. Just pay attention to the eno mino shel heter, and let it be mevatel the min of iser. So says Gemara, umi iser Rabbi Yochanan roin. But wait, does Rabbi Yochanan hold of the principle of roin that you could pretend the mino shel heter is not here. V'abay minei Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan shnei kosos echad shel chulin v'echad shel truma. Rav Asi asked of Rav Yochanan, you have two kosos of wine. One of them is chulin, one of them is truma. Umizagan, and you dilute them with water like they would normally do. And the shear of mayim that's mixed in is based on how strong the wine is. And then v'irvan zebezeh, you mix the two kosos of yayin one with the other. So now there's enough water to be mevatel just the yayin of truma, but it's not enough to be mevatel all the wine, the truma and chulin mixed together. So mau, what's the din? Do you say, view the chulin wine as if it doesn't exist? The mayim will now be able to be mevatel the truma wine. Or do we say, no, the chulin and the truma wine have already mixed together, so they have to, they form one unit, and the mayim is not going to be able to be mevatel. V'lo pashatay, and guess what? Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer that suffix. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is not certain about the principle of Rowan. He might think there's a possibility of Rowan, but lo pashatay, he didn't come to an answer. So says Gemara, yeah, meikara lo pashatay, l'besof pashatay. That sugi was earlier. You know, when that episode happened, where it was lo pashatay, that was earlier in his life. Ultimately, he came to a decision that we hold of Rowan. Itmar nami, and we could prove this because it was that Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Lo, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Kosos, Echad Shel Chulin Vechad Shel Truma, Umizagan. You have two Kosos, one Chulin, one Truma. You're mosaic both Kosos with Mayim, Irvan Zebzeh, and then you mix the two Kosos together. Rowan Esater, Kilueno, Vashar, Mayim, Rabin, Elavim, Vatan, Oso. You view the wine of Chulin as if it doesn't exist, and let the Mayim be Mevatel, the Yayin of Truma. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is the Baal Shmua over here. It was Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he sounds confident now that we do apply the principle of Rowan. So apparently, in the end of the day, he was Poshet Ravasi Safek. So we assume Higdilu B'Isser is Mutter. Zaklal. Now the Mishnah had said at the end of the Mishnah that there's a rule when you have tarovas. Min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalom b'mino b'nosin tam. That whenever you're dealing with two like kinds, the issue is going to be b'mashu. Whenever it's two unlike kinds, it's b'nosin tam. So says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayim. Both Rav and Shmuel hold Kol Isurin Shebetorah B'mino b'mashu, v'shalom b'mino b'nosin tam. This principle is a principle that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. No matter what the issue in question is, the rule is always going to be min b'mino b'mashu, shein b'mino b'nosin tam. And that's what we're including when we say Zaklal. Zaklal can't just be a repeat of what we already said. We have to be adding some chiddush. So the chiddush is Kol HaTorah Kula. Zaklal asui mai lasui kol isurin shabatara. But Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Tarmi Tarvayu, no. Kol isurin shabatara bein b'mino, bein shalom b'mino b'nosin tam. That all other isurim in the Torah, even min b'mino, is b'shishim. You're not getzakana aser b'mashu. The only time we're so machmir that even min b'mino is b'mashu, that min b'mino is b'mashu, is chutz mi tevel v'yayin nesech. Only Tevel and Yayin Nesach would we say min b'mino asus b'mashu. V'zeh klal asuye Tevel. And when our Mishnah says zeh klal, what's it including beyond Yayin Nesach? Just Tevel. It's the only thing it can be including. Tani kavasei drav u'shmuel, tani kavasei drav yochum reish lakish. We have a brisa to support each shita. Tani kavasei drav u'shmuel, the brisa goes like Rav Shmuel tells us, kol isurin shebetorah. B'mina b'mashu v'shol b'nim nosin tam. Very explicit. Tani kavasei drav yochum reish lakish. Kol isurin shebetorah bein b'mina bein shalom b'mina b'nosin tam. That all isurin in the Torah is always going to be b'nosin tam, even min b'mino. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach. The only exceptions are Tevel and Yayin Nesach, where if it's Min B'mino, it asks B'mashu, B'shalom B'mino, it's B'nosin Tam. So says Gemara, okay, B'shalom Yayin Nesach. I understand why you want to be super machmir about Yayin Nesach. Mishum Chumra Davodas Kochavim. We're dealing with something that's Avodah Zarah related, and anything that's Avodah Zarah related, we're obviously going to be extra machmir. El Tevel my time, but of all the Isurim, why would Tevel be on the, you know, if you had to think of the two biggest Isurim, well, you would have thought Tevel as the second Isur to couple it up with something that relates to Avodah Zarah? Why would Tevel be Asur B'mashu? So says Gemara, because we already find that mashuhu is an inyan when it comes to tevel. Ketero kafi suro. How are you matir tevel? By being mafresh truma. Yeah, and what's the shear of truma? So midrabana, and you know, ayin benin is zecha b'chamishim, ayin yaf is zecha b'arbayim, and ayin ra is zecha b'shishim. There are numbers if you're a stingy person, regular. Yeah, but that's all midrabana. Mida oraisa, chita achas is poteres. Ketero kafi suro, dabra shmuel, chita achas poteres esakri. Utna nami hachi, b'me amru, Tevel osur b'kol shu b'mino b'shalo b'mino b'no sin tam. Tevel asur b'kol shu when it's min b'mino shalo b'mino it's b'no sin tam. But you do see min b'mino it asur b'kol shu. Now Tosus over here raises the issue that we're saying that the reason it's mutter b'mashu is that mahetero b'mashu is like Shmuel chitachas b'teres is a kri. So says Tosus v'tema da'achem mashu v'taima tevel b'mashu to ketero kachi suro. Over here the Gemara is mash. That the reason Tevel Asur is Mashu is because of Hetero Kachisuro. It's more than Mashma. It says it really straight out, as explicitly as one could ever say it. But Tosfos is bothered because the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. The Yerushalmi says the reason that Tevel Asur is Mashu is for a different principle. There's a principle called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, that anything that ultimately can become Mutter, we don't rely on Bittel. We say it will be Asur Mashu. We can just wait it out, and ultimately it will become Mutter. So that's an interesting discussion. Chametz is asur b'mashu, but not because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? Because it's not really chametz shavu lav pesach. If you hold the chametz shavu lav pesach and this is doraisa, then it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But tevel, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. So Tosfos tries to explain why we need both principles to tell me that tevel is asur b'mashu, both keteru kafisuro as well as the fact that it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph.